We're back, finally. Did you miss us? We're finally here.
Hey! Oh my god.
It's your girl, Michaela, of the Bad Music Podcast. I'm with my lovely co-host, Amma and Dami. How are you guys doing?
It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
But I know.
We finally made it back, guys.
Yes. Welcome back.
Yeah. Nice break. Nice, much needed break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much needed.
Yeah. What can I say? Let's catch up for a little bit. How was you guys' Easter and stuff? What you guys were up to? What were you doing during the break? They're just shaking their heads at me.
Oh, I mean, well, Easter, I went home because also my birthday's coming up. So
nice.
Yes, haven't seen my mom in a bit, so I'm just like, oh, let me go home for the weekend.
By the time this episode comes out, it will be your birthday.
Oh, yes, that's true.
You'll be 31.
Happy birthday.
In my 30s.
Oh, my
gosh. Thank you.
Thank you. She's not already in her 30s. She said, in my 30s.
She's like, this is real for year real. In.
Yes.
Like, it. Like, I could say, y'all children don't know about that. Like, I could say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I cannot. I understand. What about you, Amma? What was you up to?
The Easter weekend was nice. It was beautiful this weekend. Absolutely gorgeous. It's, you know, how I feel about spring. Spring is the superior summer. The superior summer.
The spirit summer.
The superior summer.
Spring is the superior season. especially May. But April is psych. Definitely.
Yeah.
April is the showers that bring the flowers.
April is the showers that bring the flowers.
But no, it's been good. Just, you know, just working and
you guys didn't do anything fun. Gosh, I'm supposed to be living through y'all.
Fun. Lord, I had to look at my calendar to remind myself.
Right, that's how much of a blur March been.
Dang, we literally had a month off and y'all didn't take advantage.
I mean, wait, let me see what I did.
I
got my nails done.
Wait a minute.
Honestly, that is not even fun.
Yeah, it's not. It's not fun because I was there for 2 hours and I was the last person to leave.
Yeah.
Me and Rachel went out to dinner a couple weeks ago. We went to try some Vietnamese food, which was good, and then we went to try this dessert place where it's like the whole menu is just like it's just dessert and like bubble tea and stuff like that. So we had tried different little things. That was nice. That was fun.
What was it called? Shout them out. No,
I'm about to say free promo. It was in Jersey.
I'm literally curious. Like,
yeah, where do I want to go?
It's called the Dessert Spot at Cherry Hill.
The Dessert Spot.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Canes?
Negative. I have not gone there to the Canes.
Don't start.
Wait, no. Where is the Dessert Spot?
What is it by? Oh shit!
I've never heard of that.
Y'all know Cherry Hill is huge, but no, it's relatively new. I think it's maybe like the past 6 months it's been around, and it's next to a mochi donut spot, and it's next to like a chicken and rice spot.
Mochi donut. Never mind. Listen, I'm not
Rita's and lying. Cherry Hill.
I'm just gonna Google it.
I'll just follow GPS. But we went there. We had girl time in the beginning of March. In Delaware and with that's Rachel, nice. Nigeria, and Fidelia. That was nice.
That's nice.
So yeah, I haven't been having a little fun, child. I be forgetting. Like,
I was literally like
when the week starts, I be forgetting.
I'm so out of everything. I've been like gone, literally like MIA. So I feel like out of the loop of everybody's life. And so, or like just here and there, I'll like catch up or whatever, randomly call people, randomly text people. But, and I have no clue what people are doing on socials because I don't have anything besides like TikTok. And yeah, even still, it's not like you're looking at people's lives on TikTok, really.
But, yeah.
So, not my friends' lives. I'm looking at other people's lives.
Right.
So I feel so like, I feel like an outsider, low key. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
I don't think you miss as much as you think.
No. Right. Not in that regard, but like, you know, just like normal social settings, social media, catch up, you know. It's funny because like I've like visited friends or seen a couple of people and it's like, what have you been up to? And I guess because I would say that when I was on social media, I did give enough of my life that people always thought I was doing something, but mm-hmm. now they have no clue what I'm doing because I'm not on anything. So they're just like, what have you been up to?
Right.
And I was just like, literally nothing. Like,
moving
literally
in silence.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, as usual, but like also, yeah. So it's like, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I have to get the catch up. I have to get the tea from y'all about like what's happening in the friend group. I got a text message from Colleen. Shout out to Colleen.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like,
oh,
God, yes. You're not in this group. Yeah. I was like, yes, girl, I will leave the group quickly.
That's everybody.
Once
oh, my God,
Abigail, over.
We got to have Abigail.
We just use it for updates. It's just for updates.
We barely text in that group. That's what's the crazy part about it.
They really don't text in the group, but when it goes off, I'll be over it. So so I just be like, you know what? Just if I am important to you. No, I was kidding. No, but then people will, you know, text me on the side like, I forgot you're not in this. So it's okay.
Girl.
Keeping it that way.
It's for efficiencies.
No, it makes sense. It does make sense. I personally do not like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me. I'm gonna work on that maybe. But yeah.
Wow.
But other than that.
Sorry, you don't have to. We know you.
It's just not my thing. I just anyway. But yeah.
You can mute them.
Right, oh yeah,
I've been reading these messages.
Nah, I support that. I mean, hell, I have a message.
No, yeah, that's the first thing I do. but yeah, I guess it's just still not enough. But other than that, I've been, you know, life and as usual.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, I'll get back on social media again. I just feel so like it feels good not to be on social media, but it also is like, I'm missing so much. Like, I feel like I don't know what's going on.
Just mess.
No, I'm a mess of chaos.
Like, yeah. Exactly. But, I mean, I get the, you know, I'll be going on the Googles through my Google search. What's happening in the world?
This is what called smart news. Have y'all heard of that?
Uh-uh.
No.
That's what my mom be sending me all these links from. Because I be like, how do you know what's going on with Beyonce and Drake and all that? She's like, I get it from my smart news. So if you want to go to smart news, I'm sure they'll give you a rundown.
Wait a
of
minute.
Everything.
You know, I need to be alerted like a 70 plus year old woman because I need help.
Smart
I need somebody
news
to let me know
funny
what is going on in this world. Yes.
Because I know about this.
Go ahead. I love that.
It be throwing me off because I'm like, oh, I'm like, you want to talk about this? Like, it's like, no, for your podcast. I'm like, all right, girl.
Oh, thanks, mom. I love that. Oh my gosh, y'all been listening? Oh, if y'all don't know by now, you know, welcome. We're just shooting the shit. It's the beginning of the month. We're staying on schedule, and we are shooting this shit. We're just talking about random stuff, catching up. We miss you guys. Hope you guys been catching up. Hope you guys been listening. Obviously, send us all the
we
things.
We see y'all listening.
Yes, we see y'all listening. As far as all the social media, I give that to the ringleaders over here, Ama and Dami. They took it over and did such a phenomenal job. I see you guys had a contest and everything.
We gotta talk about that.
Come up to me, they'd be like, Who is running the Instagram? I say, hey, ain't got nothing to do with me. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Take it up with Ama and Dami. I'm sure it's Ama. When I saw some of these.
Wow, why does everybody think that?
I was like, I'm sure it's her.
Why does everybody think that? It's not just me.
Let's talk about you guys are going to talk about what you guys have been doing as far as like the podcast is concerned.
Yeah. Dami, you want to go? You want me to kick it off?
Yeah. So, you know, we decided to go on the break. And in the meantime, in the interim, Ama already had this idea prior to, you know, figuring out that we're going to go on break. And everybody know about March and March Madness with the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm brought up the great idea to create our own March Madness, aka Mad Madness.
Hey,
you know, with our podcast, we love playing the game Guess the Artist, which Alma has a lot of fun in playing and creating these ridiculous clues. However, you know, it was a great idea.
I'm gonna trademark that idea.
Mm-hmm, patent.
I need to.
Please.
So, you know, we decided to create our own little bracket challenge, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun creating the artists and the clues and figure out how we're gonna make these rules, which is like we'll make a rule. Then we'll be like, wait, but if they do this,
right?
Gotta get through. A lot of fun.
My favorite was when I would see you like, nobody guessed it right yet. So I guess we're going to keep going.
Yo, that was, mind you, like,
this is so funny.
Alma would text me, she was like, she was like, how could they still didn't get it? I was like, oh.
Well, wait a minute. But see what Dami failed to mention, and for everybody who's listening, me and Dami came up with these clues together. Ooh, this was not just Alma.
Yes. Ooh, but Dami, just imagine what the clues would have been like if it were just Alma.
It would have been just as they are.
Because, wait. What was the artist prior to the game starting?
Janet Jackson, one of them.
Oh, and them Janet clues Jackson. For Janet.
You know how many people said something to me about, well, I guess you guys don't know, but a couple people were like, a dog.
Thank you.
The dog was prominently featured in the video. So here's the thing.
We're getting in her mind.
Here she goes.
Sure, yes, get in my mind. But this is, I'm not even about to say anything like super like phenomenal or groundbreaking. Here's the thing. In order to guess the artist, you have to really know the artist beyond just their face and some of their hit songs, right? Because the clues that we're giving are not necessarily about like a song that they did, so to speak, but it's something about them that you have to know. So unless you really know these people beyond the music and beyond their face, then of course you're not going to get it right. But there are people who get these things right because they know these facts about the artist. So, and I just want to make sure everybody understands that.
How many got that one right, though?
They know
one person got Janet Jackson.
Dang.
One person got Janet Jackson. It was Sakia, actually. Sakia made it to the finals. She made it to the finals versus Octavia. But Octavia won. She won the
congratulations. Yes. Let's say congrats to Octavia.
Congratulations,
girl.
She did. She
that money on one. Your baby. I don't want to say his name. But on your baby. I don't know.
True. Well, enjoy your prize. And thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody who played along. It's supposed to be fun, y'all. Like, I know some people was like, I didn't even try because I knew I wouldn't get it. But you don't know if you wouldn't get
you
it.
You never know.
Yeah. Join in.
A good amount of money that you're winning, so I can understand why the clues weren't, you know, Carter.
Right. It's not meant to be easy.
Lemonade and,
Say that again.
It's not meant to be easy.
Yes. Like, you know what? That's a question for the listeners. And I'm being serious when I ask this. You know, what type of clues would you like to see? what type of clues would you like instead? Like, so for instance, we have Victoria Monet. Would you like me to give a clue like, this artist wears a lot of brown? Would you like me to give a clue like, this artist's name rhymes with Victoria Monet? Like what type of clues would you like? Because it's not supposed to be in your face, obvious. It's supposed to, you know, make you think a little bit. So that's all.
When it's stuff that's at stake, you gotta raise the stakes a little bit higher. The clues gotta be a little bit harder.
Right.
But
$100.
Usually the game was created just to it's out of fun, so it was really no. It was really no stakes, and she says it crazily. No stakes, but when there's money involved, you gotta work for it. You gotta work for it, okay?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to pick the Powerball numbers. It's not easy as 1, 2, 3 as you think.
Hello.
You got to think about this. You're like, hello. Wait, last week they did choose 14. I don't think I should choose 14 this year. You know, it's a game of chance. It's a game of, you got to think about it.
Y'all did good, though. Thank y'all for playing.
Yes. It was a lot of fun.
Add some claps in here.
Very good, guys. Congratulations. Octavia, again, thank you so much for participating, everybody. I hope that you guys enjoyed and have fun. It was just, it was a joy to be on the outside looking. It was funny. It was funny to read some of the stuff. I'm like, this is hilarious. Hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah. Some good laughs that were much needed. So I like that. Have you guys been listening to music? You guys been listening to anything cool?
So much. Yes. One of the first, I think, albums that came out in March was Schoolboy Q.
Oh, wow.
I really like that album.
Good album.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. My favorite song, which I guess has been my chokehold, has been Thank God For Me.
Aww. Thank God for me. All my bitches gonna lie for me. Thank God for me. Lil G Wagon, a Tesla cheap. Thank God for me. All my niggas gonna slide for me. All my niggas gonna for me. Nigga, go to hell, you went fed.
His album's like, you know, very jazz inspired, but it's good. Schoolboy Q. He looks good.
Mm-hmm. I like Schoolboy Q.
Yeah. Hippies. I remember one of our sibling outings was going to go see him in New York, so that was fun.
That's cool.
Oh, nice.
I think that was the Blank Face tour, something like that.
How was he in concert?
He was good. He was jumping. He was entertaining. for real. Entertaining. That's when what's his name? Ace Boogie with the hoodie.
With the hoodie. Yeah.
He was just coming out. He was like the opener, and then Joey Badass was the featured artist.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So it was cool. Yeah. It was cool. When Ace Boogie came out, I said, "Who the hell is
this?" In my 30s talk.
Right. Who that young fella?
No.
I don't know him.
I was in my 20s. I was in my early 20s.
Oh.
Never mind.
Well.
You just wasn't feeling him. You just like, was
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Schoolboy Q. Yes. I guess it's not that new, but the song that SZA did during the Grammys during that Visa commercial. I didn't pay that much attention to it when it came on. I was more so just looking at the visuals, but then I went back to listen to it, and it has had me hooked for the past couple weeks. I think that song is so beautiful. I think the lyrics are beautiful. To me, it kind of reminds me of Good Days just a little bit. I like the live version, and I also like the studio version of the song, but it's a beautiful song. It's a classic SZA. I think it's done well on the charts as well. Hey, I know I'm a fan of hers, but I'm always still like not surprised. I don't know what the word would be. She got a heavy fan base. Like they come behind Solana like hard. Oh, yeah. Like she's always charting. I think SOS has been in the
I think it's still parts.
Yeah. They said it's the longest one behind Michael Jackson's Thriller. That's crazy. And I guess I'm always just like, damn, like she really is. She is that girl. It still sometimes feels like she's like new-ish or newer. But she has a solid fan base behind her. But yeah, Saturn has had me in a choke. Nice fan on Saturn. It's so beautiful. So yeah, that's what I've been listening to. I mean, we're gonna talk about Miss Carter, but that's right. Outside of that, that's what I've been listening to.
But she just dropped a lot too. I mean, we had a whole month.
I mean, that Gertie's girl's been listening to this shit every 24 hours of the day.
I'm just saying, like, as far as like other music, you know, we haven't been since February. We haven't been talking about stuff. So I was just wondering what else.
Flo Millie, Fine Host Stay, banging album. Okay. I love that album. Flo Millie, she's doing her thing. So. She has a lot of good features, and she has that remix of what's that song called? She has it with SZA and
is it Cardi
B?
Yeah. I heard that. Okay. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Do you know the name of the song? No.
Damn,
I just know how to go.
Is it that TikTok song?
Doing good. Never Lose Me.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't ever wanna lose me. Tell me you don't ever wanna lose me. face in my coochie. He like it when I make it juicy.
Okay, cool. They got a remix. I gotta check that out.
Yeah, that's probably one of the first times, like, when I heard SZA singing, I really did not know what she was saying in the beginning. Like, what is going on?
Singing in cursive, child.
Yeah, I really had to look up
the
lyrics. Yeah, yeah, but it was cursive. Good. It was good.
I love it.
Okay. Wow.
I've been listening to, I listened to the Future and Metro album.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course you did.
I don't like Future, but obviously you had to.
Because of Metro. I mean, I'm not a
Future fan whatsoever. Like, and there's no shade to Future. You know, a lot of people love him.
That's what it is.
Especially people in that Atlanta. And, you know, he's like a top rapper for some people. He's personally not my, I mean, rap is not my favorite genre anyway. So, you know, and to me, he don't say nothing besides cocaine, slime, doing something with your girl.
That's all you got to say.
About an Audemars, a Philippa Tech. Like, it's the same type of words in each song anyway. So I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
But, you know, the production was good, as usual.
Yeah.
They had that song, what is it called? I Like That or something like that.
I like that song
with Kendrick.
With Kendrick
at the end. ESP, motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, bum. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlive Mike Jack. Nigga, bum. For all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
I did like Type Shit. I think Play Bacardi is on Type Shit. Type Shit is good on the album as well. Okay. But yeah. Everybody was going off about the whole Kendrick Lamar, Drake, all that stuff. I don't know. What do you guys feel about that?
I mean, I'm waiting on Drake to release some type of diss, but I don't know. I think he knows himself. It's kind of funny to me because it's like J. Cole's kind of in the middle of it to me. He's like, look, like, we all type three. Like, it's all good. And Kendrick was like, nah, there's no top three. It's just me, nigga. Like,
J. Cole's like, I thought we were friends.
He said, pick a side. Pick a side.
I would have, you know what I'm realizing, though? I would have appreciated this whole thing, like, 10 years ago a lot more than I appreciate it now. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool now. Like, it's funny, but, like, 10 years ago, so 2014, think about Kendrick,
they were just
Drake,
coming
and
out,
J. Cole.
Though. I don't. That would be.
No.
I feel like that would just be not,
no, they weren't
not just
coming
out, but they were just like that was kind of like I feel like the height. I guess they wanted to put a little bit more steam behind them. Then you gotta work
so
a little bit.
So 2014, 2015, that time frame. Kendrick got Good Kid, Mad City. He got To Pimp a Butterfly. J. Cole didn't put out what two projects at this point. Drake didn't put out two, three. You know, Drake
five.
I don't know. I feel like that would have been the better time.
No, but the thing is, Kendrick put out Control in what, 2014, 2013?
Ooh, he did.
So he put
did.
Out something like you're similar. Right. And
you're right.
Did anybody respond to that?
Everybody but who was on the song. So it's people who weren't, whose name like, he wasn't
he
mentioned.
Named. Yeah. So yes, it would have been exciting if the people who he actually called out would have responded, but.
Yeah.
It didn't. So,
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. My thing is Drake is pop rap. And that's no shade. That's no shade.
No, it's fine with Drake.
He does not rap the same way Kendrick LaRap, right? Oh, I can't even talk. He does not rap the same way Kendrick Lamar raps. You know, Drake has some songs where he just spitting bars and yeah, but he don't really rap like that no more. In my opinion, don't Drake Aubrey Hive don't come for me. In my opinion, he is more poppy. He's a more poppy rapper now than he was back in the day. Kendrick right. is Kendrick. Kendrick in his own lane. Kendrick drop. He come out with an album, drop hit single, hot single, drop bars, concert, and then he disappeared for three or five years, and then he come back and do it all over again. This nigga Aubrey don't take his foot off our fucking neck, and sometimes you know. Quantity does not always mean that it is high quality, and that's just a fact.
Right.
J. Cole kind of falls somewhere in the middle. He be disappearing too.
He also
be spitting more than Drake.
I got kids
sitting.
To raise. Let me raise my kids for a little bit. Then I come back.
Right. Let me go be a father. But I just, you know, Kendrick, like you said, Kendrick, you're right. Kendrick been calling niggas out, and It is what it is. It's rap, right? That's, they say it's hip hop. That's, they say that's what it is. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Drake, but Drake in his feelings, I think I saw a clip of him or something. But I mean, Drake always in his feelings, so fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's isn't new? That his normal state?
Like, what's new? That's a part of his brand.
Right, exactly. Well, so. for the future on Metro, we don't, what is it? We don't trust them.
Yeah, we don't trust them.
Yeah. I liked, I think I would say it's a 5 out of 10 for me.
Mm. 50%, I'm still in the middle of it.
50% going,
like you said, the production was nice.
To Metro.
Wait a minute. I'm about to say, that's all Metro points.
It's just 50% to Metro. No, no shade to Futures. You know, I like a couple of Future songs, but I just like, you know. And I will say that Metro's production doesn't sound like any other of his, like even like his latest album that he had that dropped before this. Doesn't mm-hmm. sound like it. So I'm like, yeah, look at you. Go ahead. I think his name is Leland. Go ahead, Leland.
Leland.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that's his name.
That's yeah. a black ass name.
Yes.
Black yes. Onk.
Black Onk.
Not yes. Black Onk. I was also curious. Maya was saying how she was like, she was listening to the Justin Timberlake album, and she was like, it's not good. I said, okay, let me see.
I mean, yeah, we could have told her that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not obviously his best, you know. He's not the 2000s JT.
I was gonna ask, what's he giving?
He does have some good songs. He's like middle of the road now. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not I would say like he's not poppy anymore. Like I don't know what genre to classify him. Adult contemporary, like, you know,
there you go. That's, you know, all right.
Still wanting to be a part of the music business and put music out there, or a part of a contract, because that's what it really could be. He has to put an album out. So I don't know what Timberland was talking about, but I don't know what he was saying. He was back maybe on like one song. I would say out of the songs that I did hear,
he wants you to go listen so he can get money.
Girl, right. I don't even know how much he produced, honestly. I like Conditions. That was a good song. He does have a song with NSYNC called Paradise, which is, you know, who was taking that over, JC. So
the truth singer.
Right.
Exactly. And he did have a song with Toby, what's his name? Toby something.
Oh, the guy who he does like gospel.
Kind of. Rap, yeah. Kinda. Yeah, yeah, yes. He did a song with him called Sanctified, I think it is, which was pretty good. It gives you like rock church, you know, one of them new age churches,
non-denominational.
Yeah, yes, the new age. They got the lyrics on the projector. Yep. Everybody's in jeans and a t-shirt on the
shout
stage.
To the Lord.
Yes, exactly. But it was good. Song, so I was like,
right, I'm about to say, stop playing.
I was like, maybe this is his genre. Maybe he should just do rock church. Rock church.
Go join us. Sunday service.
He definitely has that, like, you know, white pastor vibe, Justin Timberlake.
You think so?
Yeah, like, you know, those new age white pastors. Yeah. If he looks like he can be a part of them, like, you know, with the...
That's funny.
What do they call those? Plaid shirt and, you know... The watch, they got it rolled up and a beanie on. They talk about, you know, you got the love.
Oh,
Lord.
Yeah.
He part of all that.
A little mustache.
He got a fade.
Got married young. He rolled high school sweetheart.
He rolled his shirt up, his sleeve up enough so you can see he got tattoos.
Yep. To show that he's cool looking.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what Justin Timberlake gives me now. So I'm like, maybe
he's been clean for 6 years.
Right.
Right. Exactly. He turned his life around. Yeah. He was sinning. He was out there. Don't let it fool you. He was out there. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He fits it.
But it's a vivid picture. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, you can see her. But yeah. He was just, you know, the beats are nice. But he was also trying to like rap too on a couple of songs. I was just like, right. Justin, put it down.
And that's where you lost me. I'm not listening.
Yeah. Justin, it was like spoken word. I said, what is happening here? Who said yes?
Must have been the Timberland producer.
That's fucking word.
You know what? Oh, I didn't hear any. So you know what? It might not have been him.
Oh no.
You know that's what Timberland loved doing. He loved it about right. House.
I'm about to holler.
Love it.
I'm about to holler.
But yeah, it's okay. I was listening to the new Tyla too, or maybe it's her debut.
Oh, oh yes. That, yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. Oh, I'm just listening to it in passing, I guess. So it wasn't enough for me to like really. To be honest, a lot of the songs sounded similar, not the same type of like, or the same type of vibe, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But very similar. You did have one in there with, what's her name?
Tanish.
Tims.
Tims, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, okay.
I like
this
the
is
Truth
something.
Or Dare song.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that's a cute
I did
song.
Like Truth or Dare. That was cute. But then I kind of.
I like her voice. It's
lost.
Like a cute, light voice. Yeah.
Yeah, very light.
Cute voice on a piano beat. Yeah,
exactly.
I lost it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know like how she's like a nice person.
You know how you like just listening. You're just like you're not right in it really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She seems like she's a nice person. You ain't have nothing to say, huh?
Right. That was like, damn, beautiful gal.
That was no shade.
No,
I didn't like think a sweetheart.
It was. No, she does look like a sweetheart. She does. I'm so
beautiful
dead.
Gals. No.
All right, y'all want to get into some mess? Want to do mess light? Want to do mess heavy? Ooh, what we want to do?
I mean, all of me, the mess has been heavy.
Yeah, and to me, it's all related to one person.
What?
At this point,
right? I mean, okay, we'll end on Freaknik. How about that? Y'all watch Freaknik or
which
no?
One?
Oh the... yeah, which freak? Oh, freak off or Freaknik?
Oh. Oh no, Jesus! Okay, let's get the diddler.
Oh,
let's get the diddler out the way.
The diddler. Yeah.
Diddy, you know, has like 5 lawsuits out against him. The one that I feel like is obviously the Cassie one was like very eye opening and like the people who might have been side eyeing him all throughout the years. It's like I knew that nigga was crazy. And then now it's just like boom, 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 boom. He's getting hit on all sides. But this one with Lil Rod. Yeah. That's the one that's really starting to seem like he got something really on him. So what y'all been thinking about all this news coming out about Diddy and Lil Rod's claims? And
it's time. Ooh, it is time.
What? It's time.
We knew it was gonna blow up. All it took was one person to start it off.
It did.
The catalyst, and then look.
It did.
Look.
I'm not surprised. Not only one person. Let's just also say, for once, the law is on somebody's side, especially Black people's side. So thank God that Cassie was able to find the courage to even come up and create the lawsuit. Due to what was it? The law in like New York, they were opening up cases and stuff. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or the statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations was up. Yeah,
so
almost about to be up.
Yep, exactly. So the law finally did something right, and this is when it really started the ball rolling. But yeah, I agree.
But you know what, that Lil Rod case, when I originally was kind of like reading through it, it kind of seemed like it was some parts of it was not necessarily that, but like it's the way it was written seemed to be a little childish to me. Like, so I when it first came out, I was
tip
like, I was like, I don't know if this is gonna be taken seriously because they talk about Chi-Town, and I'm like, is this a legal document? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then they like having pictures of stuff that's saying it was some person, but it was really somebody else. I'm like, this just seemed like it was just a bunch of like hearsay or whatever, allegations or whatever. I mean, false allegations, but. I think there was an update to that document that's been made over the past few weeks that kind of revealed even more detail, and then all of the stuff happened with the raid. But here's the thing: what do I think that some things that he alleged in that document are true? Probably so. The way it was written though was kind of like it came off like it was something that was written.
Who wrote it? Not the lawyer.
Given shade room vibes. Yeah. It wasn't given like this is a legal document vibe.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it seems that there's some legitimacy to it, and we start to see it unravel a little bit. But I mean, hey, you do the time, you gotta do the crime, and you know what I've been saying from the beginning.
The other way around.
Take do the crime, you got.
I'm like, that's how they got us for 400 years.
You do, right. You do the time. You do the crime.
I said, wait a minute now. I'm
tired, y'all.
It's and only one day.
That's how they got us into slavery. I can't. What was I about to say? No, you do the crime, you got to do the time. And I believe there are a lot of people in Hollywood are fucking weirdos. Yeah. They're predators. You know, mm-hmm. they're like child abusers. Like a lot of them are. It is the nature mm-hmm. of the business. Yeah. That is the way of life for those people with all of that power and money. So I say bring them out, expose them, and bring it, burn the shit down so we can get to the real music, to the real fucking artists, and yeah. people can just, you know, be able to just be a singer or a rapper or whatever, an actress, and not have to worry about, you know, losing their lives or being being assaulted or like that. Just want to go out there and fucking do their craft, like burn mm-hmm. the shit down. And we've been saying on Mad Music Podcast, justice for every artist mm-hmm. that has ever worked with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we used to say that shit. So still, it's still justice for all of them. Yes. Justice for the artists, justice for the women and men who had suffered mental, emotional, sexual abuse, you know, at his hands.
Physical.
Justice for all those people. Physical abuse.
Physical, yeah.
Justice for all those people. It's evil, man. Pure evil. And whatever they gotta do, bring his ass down. We don't need people like that running in those circles.
When he went down to that school to beat up the coach for his son, we didn't think he was doing that to other people besides defending his son. But here we are.
Let me tell you something.
Here we are.
He should have known from making a band.
Should have.
When he had them people walking out in the dark, in the cold, for what? What was it? Some cheesecake?
Some cheesecake.
Cheesecake going across the bridge. We should have known, like, all right.
He's already on
camera. So on can you imagine what he's doing behind the scenes?
Right, and people look like, this is great TV. That's how stuff gets. You get caught up. This is great TV.
Yeah. Just like Nickelodeon.
Ooh.
But yes, The Diddler is it's only the beginning. It truly is only the beginning. So we'll see where this case go. I mean, I know the whole, like, when Little Rod, like, case first came out, and a lot of people didn't take it seriously because I think his first complaint was the fact that he wasn't credited or he didn't get paid for the Love off the Grid album. So I was like, oh, like, you're just mad, like, you're just trying to retaliate because, you know, you didn't get paid from the album. But then you started reading the details, you're like, wait a minute,
right,
is drug trafficking, sex trafficking going on, like, what is happening behind the scenes? And, you know, it's time to expose it, expose him, expose everybody that's connected to it, expose everyone who's been getting access to the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, let it blow the whole shit up.
I mean, if you look at a lot of these cases, they're not just suing Diddy, they're suing his corporations, they're suing the people who was a part of his corporations, because they're like, y'all are a part of the mess just as much as he is, because you enable it or you allow it. And I mean, it's just like, oh, well, these, if you, you can't come against a company unless you got something for real, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're coming against corporations. You're not just coming against him. That's a different type of lawsuit in my eyes. but yeah, it's just, I don't know. This whole stuff is
it's a mess.
Ridiculous. And, Miami, that's what I was thinking of. Young Miami, aka.
Basically
a drug mule. And let's not forget, she was talking about the girl that didn't he just have a baby with, what's her name? I forget her name. Maybe Dana or something like that. I don't know. Dana
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a baby with her, and she was talking about her on the Twitter and all that, and, you know,
it was a different girl.
Okay, well, then her name is Gina. Dana, Gina, Lord. calling her an eater and all this time, you are part of the mess too. So it's just like, well, you probably, like, I was listening to this one lady called Jessie Wu, and she was like, you are a part of the mess. That's why you knew she was an eater, because you was right there with her. And I was like, well.
All I have to say is, Carisha, you in danger, girl.
Carisha, please.
You in danger.
Lawyer up. Lawyer up, dude. But you was
whenever I read about that pink sugar, I said, ooh.
Yeah, not his lawyers.
Don't do it.
They'll throw you to the right. Sharks.
Right.
Trust me, they'll protect him before they'll protect you. So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's, I guess this is probably a bigger discussion, but you know, people have just been saying, y'all see these girls on Instagram and y'all want their lives and y'all be like, mm-hmm. they be having all this bag, this car, nails done, hair done,
don't
everything.
Don't know what they did to get it.
Y'all mm-hmm. don't know what these girls doing behind closed doors to get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because sometimes it's not
from what you could tell. Right. From what you can tell, they don't have traditional jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where all this money coming from?
And you have to keep up the lifestyle.
You have to keep up the lifestyle. You have to keep it up. If you wear the same thing twice, people gonna call you out. But you think these girls, you think a lot of these girls, I ain't gonna say all, but you think a lot of these girls getting something for nothing?
Well.
Huh. Okay.
Just be careful. Just be careful out there. And don't be a fucking predator.
Yeah. It's really sad that this the music industry is like, well, a lot of industries, honestly.
Yeah.
But you know, these industries that produce a lot of lovely things, like things that change generations and people's hearts and minds and souls and spirits and uplift them and get them through tough times. And you find out that you know, you take the mask off, the facade off of a lot of what goes on behind the scenes, and you lift the curtain and you're just like, what the heck? Like, mm-hmm. this is what was going on and I had no clue. Yep. And I love this artist or I love this person it just goes to show, like, first of all, everybody is human. Humans are very complex people. Like, you mm-hmm. don't know what anybody is capable of or what they got going on.
Sure don't.
And, somebody who can also produce and bring love, as he would say, brother love, can also, with that same hand, cause a lot of pain and hurt and damage and trauma to people, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's not uncommon. You know, the money, it's just money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot more people to hush and a lot more people to just be like, here's this so you could be quiet.
Yep.
Or, you know, whatever, you know? So, I mean, people.
Money and power.
Crazy. Yeah, exactly. It's
dangerous.
Everything in this world, especially having to do with money, is wild when you find out all that stuff that revolves around it. It's very, very crazy. But good luck, you know,
to the victims.
People. Yes, exactly. The people who are going against him, you know, who have cases against him.
Mm-hmm.
I have no words. This is, I never, like, Diddy isn't like a major factor in my life, I will say. You know, obviously he's produced some of the greatest music that, you know, we've enjoyed, and obviously Mary J, somebody, you know, I hope she's unscathed and all this
please.
As well, but you
please.
Know, it's just really crazy, you know, even though he's not somebody who I would say is like, oh, I look up to him, or, you know, he's always been kind of like annoying to me. In my eyes, but just to see this is like, I'm like, wow, like, you kind of wonder, like, dang, what was Kim going through? Because Kim was young, and what did she have, like a heart attack or something, right? Or
she was sick with like pneumonia or something like that.
Okay,
it was something. Yeah,
yeah, it was unexpected as well.
Yeah,
so it was just like, you know, hey, like, what could she have been going through or holding on to? You know, people hold on to stuff and that's how they get sick as well. So you never know what she was going through, what she saw. Jesus. I can only imagine.
Kim, Faith Evans, Biggie, Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Even Tupac, shoot. I can imagine if Tupac was still alive, he would probably say some crazy stuff. Like, I can imagine he would say some crazy stuff about Diddy. I can totally see that.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to get away with a lot of shit that he's gotten away with.
Exactly, So, yeah, and, you know, his baby mama, like, what does she know? You know
Misa?
What I'm saying?
Misa was close.
Yes. Ooh, girl.
What happened last year with her, son?
When Justin got that DUI,
mm-hmm. and it was it should have been a warning back then, like, oh, something.
Right. And they naming him in some of these cases as well, as being a part of and helping him traffic people and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's crazy. That you're a punk for having your sons involved in this, and like, you are ain't shit type of dad. Like, that's
for
crazy.
Real.
And then you lead them as well. You know, like, some people would say he probably got tipped off. and just left out of nowhere. But you didn't even. Well, we don't know. I know I'm not in the house. I don't have no cameras in there. I mean, I can't see.
He was at the Miami airport during the raid with
his
drug mule.
Maybe he was just like, y'all stay, because if we all go, then it looks crazy. But it's still, no matter what the optics, it looks crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It looks crazy. Ridiculous.
If you're not there with them or whatever, right, it looks crazy. I can understand if they live, you know, they took over the LA house and you had the Miami house and y'all were at the homes. But no, it just seemed like you left your kids, and that's wild to me.
Yeah. The moment you got tipped off, you should call your kids, like, y'all need to go somewhere.
Get out, leave the house.
Get out the house.
But no, not selfish ass Diddy. I didn't pay for everything for y'all. I done this, and for y'all, so y'all can say y'all ass at the house. You know, if it was something like that, you know, he probably used that against them. Like, after everything I done for y'all, y'all can't do this for y'all dad. You know, type shit.
I can see something him saying something like that. Yeah, that's
then he got his daughters. Like, it's too fucking much.
Ooh, that's what I feel for. Ooh, his daughter.
That's wild. Oh, my God. That's,
and young, still too. In high school.
Yeah. Young and impressionable. Young. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Young and impressionable. Young. And they've already been through enough, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and you know the kids at school talking about it. And
right.
Whoosh, and they're on TikTok. They're on TikTok. So they probably see the comments and stuff
that's
like that.
That's crazy. Like, the stuff I would tell them they need to get off. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just had a baby, right? Not too long ago, mm-hmm. maybe like this year or last year or something. Yeah,
like
so
one year.
Like,
she's a cute little baby.
But yes, but just to, you're growing up in this now. This mm-hmm. era of Diddy is mm-hmm. crazy to grow up. You know, it's just wild, just very very
and,
wild.
And let me just say, King Petty himself, 50 Cent.
He been waiting for this moment. I ain't gonna lie.
Talking about something, I didn't know you was a little sex worker. You little sex worker. I said, you know,
my gosh,
man,
he had that loaded.
If there's anybody I would never want to know my dirty secrets, it would be that man.
Never. Or I want him on my side.
I want him on my side.
I want him on my side.
But you know what? Like we said, everybody in this industry got some shit with them.
That's true.
So he started going after his baby mama, and his baby mama said, "You might want to calm down because you sexually assaulted and physically assaulted me."
Mm-hmm. You ain't too good.
It's like, hold on, you might hush him out.
While you over here talking about Diddy, what about the shit you done done? But you know, 50 Cent not gonna let up. He didn't make posters, child.
Lord Jesus.
He talking about something he can't wait to like put out the documentary. I believe him. Like, I believe he's going to do that. But I also do believe that he's done some fucked up shit in his life as well. So I'm like, can we get
to be
somebody
shot
else
nine
who
times.
Is not problematic? Can we get some right? Wait a minute. Amen. Listen, can we get somebody who is like unproblematic to do a documentary? Because 50 Cent, as petty as he is and entertaining as he is, he seemed like they got some shit with him. I'd rather be somebody who don't have that.
Listen, no. Let it be him. And then once his dirt come out, okay, it's his turn.
Now it's
we need someone who is
now
not scared. We just need someone who's not scared.
You know what? I've learned. I love watching documentaries. That is my thing to do. I watch them to sleep sometimes. And everybody has shit. Like, you know, the greatest of the greatest in history, they have shit. They have something that fueled them to be who they are or, you know, tore them down, and which is why they're not as great. So that is life. Like, that is how people's lives are. And that's how, because everybody has something.
You just hope that dirt isn't as crazy.
Isn't crazy. Mm. Right. Exactly. Or, you know, it's something that you can redeem or triumph over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So that's what I would say about all that. But 50, we know he ain't going to. He ain't gonna let up. He gonna.
Keep going. The way that he was still going after Tierra Marie, that should have let us know that he wouldn't. He's not gonna stop.
He said he want his money. Now he don't need that money. That's chump change to him.
Right.
But he don't care.
Mm-mm-mm. It's the principle.
It's the principle.
The principle with him.
He's something else. He's something else.
He is. Mm-mm.
But yeah. Okay. Nah. Burn it down. Oh. One last.
Oh wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you?
What you about to say? Go ahead.
I'll be sure.
Oh, you're biological.
I'll be sure you need to stop. You need to stop.
This is his moment. He's been waiting for this moment for 25, 26 years.
you know, because they made it seem like Albie was the ancient dad.
They
and
definitely Albie, did.
Albie's yeah, like, oh, I don't want to be around that nigga. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, that's probably what it really was.
That's probably what it yeah. was. You said, I'm his daddy.
I mean, he basically steal Kim from Diddy?
Low no. key.
Sorry, no, sorry. I meant reverse. I've been saying things wait. All fucking night.
Because Albie was with
Diddy
him.
Diddy stole Kim from Albie.
Yes. Yeah, that's how yeah. The baby Quincy came about.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Quincy looked just like his paw. I mean, yeah, growing up,
that's the daddy.
That's the dad. As the pappy.
As the pappy.
As the pappy.
Growing up, I always thought LB just didn't want to be a dad.
Right. That's what I thought same. Too.
And Diddy was a dad that
because
stepped
I'm pretty
up.
Sure I'm pretty sure there was a right. I'm pretty sure there was a behind the music or something.
It was an unsung. Like, yep. I think
yeah,
for
like I keep yep. he's my son. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like it Diddy. I think it was something with Diddy though. He was like, you know, oh, I stepped okay. in and I, you know, yeah. took over and yeah. I did like he made it seem like, yeah, like that Albie wasn't doing his job as a dad. So he had yes. to come in and yeah. rescue Quincy and yeah. be his dad.
Diddy just yeah. had the money and he still does, which right. means he has the influence over the
yes.
kids.
Yes. Yes,
mm-mm. He has the money and the power
and the connections and no yep. shade to Albie, but he just said he's still in it. He's still in the yeah. industry. Yeah,
he said, "Come." He said, "I'm here, son. Doors open. You're a biological dad."
Everybody's like, "You can't call her anymore. You got to post. He posted is, multiple times.
This is how you got to get your son. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That might mean that Quincy got him blocked. He don't want to talk to him.
Yeah,
we don't know what Diddy is saying to Quincy
what is
about Albie.
Right,
to these kids. Like, if you talk to him, then you're not gonna get your monthly stipend. Like, what is he saying to these kids?
You never know.
And then there was a video of Albie. I didn't watch the whole thing, but he basically was like insinuating that Diddy has. Remember, he had like a stroke not too long ago. He was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He insinuated that Diddy had something to do with that.
Navy.
I mean.
Maybe
I'm just trying. Wait till I tell y'all what he did yesterday. But
Navy
anyway,
is
I'll tell y'all camera.
I'm gonna stick Navy under the desk.
Shut your ass up.
Right. Trying not to look.
Not
I don't
really
want them
y'all.
To
not,
call
not really
call
y'all.
Feet
not,
on me.
Not really
I don't kick my dog. I do not kick my dog. She used to get kicked before we adopted him. How about that? We saved him.
I know that's right.
I don't want to hit no more arms
look
of the angel
records.
No more.
Right. Abusers save people all the time. Okay.
Bye. Don't no.
Oh no.
No ma'am.
Okay,
no
okay, ma'am. Okay. I want Rico to come.
No ma'am. That ain't me. I can't relate to none of that.
Oh my
no
gosh.
Diddy.
No Diddy. That's
pause.
That's
we gotta
the
say
funniest,
no Diddy.
That's no the Diddy. Funniest phrase now. No Diddy.
Listen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, go back home to your biological son. Go back, son.
Yes.
Go back to your. Oh yeah, but yeah, he was saying that he had something to do with his stroke. That's what I was trying to say. But yeah.
Yeah, he said. Wasn't
he like
on a
bike or something like that? He was like in the gym. Can you imagine being running next to Albie Shore and he just he in the gym like making this be. I had a stroke.
I don't. I just have to act like I don't hear. I'd be listening, but I just have to keep going.
Man is really making a video in the gym. It's that's crazy to me.
A little corny, but it's all right.
Oh, money, Jesus. All right, Freak Nick. On to the next. did you guys watch? Did you enjoy the documentary? How did you feel about it?
I did not enjoy it.
You did not enjoy it.
No,
I enjoyed the beginning because I didn't know
of course,
like, the
beginning,
like how it came apart and
yeah.
But of course, we knew the end. Like, we knew why that shit ended. And it was like, well, just niggas being niggas as usual. But beginning was very educational.
Not niggas going.
Oh, they do to ruin shit. And that's just historically.
And
so,
I'm gonna open up niggas to all men. I'm gonna say that's white men included. I'm gonna say
all men.
Well, no, not just black men is what I'm saying. You know,
Of course. Nah.
All men ruin a lot of things, and that's basically how Freak Nick got ruined. But is it Freak Nick or Freak Nick?
They were so it started off as Freak Nick.
Exactly.
Because they said a picnic. They were saying Freak Nick. And I think they were saying like the freak thing came from La Freak.
Yeah.
Yes.
Freak out.
Yeah. Yeah, it came from that. And like, I guess they were saying it was like a dance. It was like something like they used to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what it had nothing to do with like anything sexual or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Everything is always first wholesome.
Right.
Like, we just want to do something for spring break. We don't want to go home.
Right. We're poor. We can't
do all that traveling.
Go to Daytona Beach.
Right.
Like,
don't nobody want to be around a whole bunch of white people. Let's do something for us. Great intentions. Yeah. Started off amazing. Great. Also, like, kudos to all those, you know, black graduates, college grads, you know, college people bringing, doing something together. You know, that's all that was amazing to see. But then you see all the other stuff and it's just like, oh Lord, it kind of ends with a little bit of a sour taste. You're just like,
it does end with a sour taste, but honestly, I don't really think this was the best documentary in general.
It wasn't as long as I would have thought it would be. I thought it would have been a series and not just like, you know, it's like a movie. What else were you thinking?
I don't necessarily think it. I mean, it could have been a series. They could have broken it out like the first episode is about like the beginning, and then, you know, they could have done that. I just feel like it was thrown together. Like, why is 21 Savage the first voice I hear on this documentary about something in the 80s and the 90s?
Even if he did produce it or executive produce, I don't care. Like, we should have people who are actually there.
I get where y'all are coming from. Yeah, I do. I think it was this. I think it was a way to kind of pull in why Freaknik is so, I guess, what is the word?
Like, pivotal, especially in Atlanta, because he was raised in Atlanta in a way. Like,
not just that, but just, like, why it was so important or it held a lot of weight because it's still talked about. You know, people want to replicate Freaknik. So I think that's kind of why they did it like that. In my mind, that's how I would have, if I was a part of the production team, that's how I would have thought they were trying to show, like, you know, Freaknik was such a staple and a major thing in Atlanta that people still want to have parties like it. They want to dress up. They love the 90s. You know, we love the 90s. We always talk about how nostalgic the 90s are, things of that nature. So I think that's kind of why they probably had 21. I agree. I mean, I didn't think UK's very own to be on there, but, you know, it is what it is. He was. So, I'm not mad.
I did like the way that they tied the music into it, though.
Yes.
Like the, like the Outkast and Social Death and Shout It Swing My Way.
Exactly.
I was like, yes. That's
DJ Ghost Town and at the end, My Boo. I agree.
Like,
I think
the music
was
a big part of it.
Exactly. I think that was how they hit that part. I was like, okay, yes, you know, having Uncle Luke on there, you know, he basically, like, he was the king of Freaknik and all that stuff, and you know, it put a lot of it shined a spotlight on So Def and Jermaine Dupri, you know, bringing out the Brat and the Dungeon Family, Shilo and everybody, Outkast. So that was, Freaknik was great in that regard as well. And also just bringing money to Atlanta and vendors and, you know, and like they were saying, what they were saying about like how people were just like blasting music in their cars, what you listening to, what you listening to, or, you know, even there was a music executive, I think her name was Shawnee something like that, Shawnee Doss or something like that. She was saying how they would do like the marketing and how they would literally just be like handing out albums, distributing on the streets, because that was the best way to do it. Because I think she was a part of LaFace. So it makes a lot
team.
Of sense.
They say the ground team.
On the ground team. Yeah. So it's like, like, this is the perfect place to, you know, sell your tapes, bootleg, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that part. But yeah, the other stuff is like, Louise, but
it's not surprising.
No,
it's not surprising.
It's not. Yeah. It's sad, you know, to see, and we could go on and on and say, like, you know, this is why people have certain things about black people in America, black men in America, why they think they're like sexually deviant and all this stuff, and the way that they treated the women after a while, and it's just like, this is And then some people were saying, it wasn't even like it was the college students. It'd be the people who hear about Freaknik.
35, 40.
It'd be the people who hear about Freaknik and they hear about all the girls and the college girls and they mm-hmm. want to go see Get a Young Thing and this and that and that. And they come and ruin it for everybody.
Always ruining it for everybody.
Always somebody in the class. Always somebody.
Always that one person.
In this class.
Oh my God, how are you going to ruin it? We don't even go here. You want to go here? Yes.
got it.
It came a little slow.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I loved everything else.
That mess it up.
Yeah.
Everything else is cool. Yeah. Everything else is cool. I wonder how the. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I missed it because I was fixing a sandwich towards the end of the when I was watching. Let me know if I missed the connection. But you know, in the beginning, they had the founders of Freaknik, Lord, that were talking about it and why they found it and all that stuff like that and what it was supposed to be. But they ever bring them back at the end to tell them, to ask them how they felt? Did I miss that?
I think so. There was one lady who was saying, like, once, I think in 98, like, she was saying, once Freaknik started to be a little bit more crazy and was doing, like, was deviated from what we started off doing, she was like, I pulled out. I did not want to be a part of that. So, yeah, they did. They did bring back the original people who were talking about how it came about.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice to see good music, good track list. That would be a good episode, a Freaknik music episode. A lot of booty shaking. That was before twerking. I remember when twerking came about, I said, y'all mean booty shaking? Even I was like, what is that? What's the difference between that and just shaking your ass?
You know what's so funny, though? Like, I grew up hearing twerk because bounce music, they would say twerk.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay.
Twerk for the juvenile. Yeah. That ain't it. Do the jubilee. Oh, we made that shit. Yeah, like twerk, baby, twerk, baby, twerk, twerk. Like, that was early 90s. But I don't think it was in mainstream.
It wasn't
so much
later. It wasn't mainstream. Because it wasn't like a big thing. Because, like I said, I didn't even. Yep. I'm like, this is interesting.
Booty shaking.
I did love when they were talking about like their hair and the styles. Fried and pump it up. Yes. Oh my gosh. Pump it up. I can smell pump it up. As soon as she said it, I said, oh, I can smell that right now. And freezing it. They just wanted to freeze the hair. I'm like, that hair was stiff. Now we're saying stiff wear.
Right. The day was like, we don't want stiff. This is no. We want the
going nowhere.
We want the stiff.
Especially in that Atlanta heat, honey. What?
Okay, not humidity.
Ooh, girl.
They said, yes, stiff. I need it stiff all day. I did like that. I was like, I wonder how many people I wonder how many people like got married or like met their husbands and wives, baby daddies,
baby
mamas.
I was gonna say
baby daddy, baby mamas from Freaknik. I think that would be interesting.
They were wild. I love the part they were like, you know, we didn't even have a hotel room, we didn't have a place to stay. Right. We were in U-Hauls and just sleeping in a U-Haul truck.
That's crazy. Y'all wasn't washing y'all ass.
They would go. Hopefully, somebody would let them somewhere. In today.
That's crazy. Let the stranger into my hotel room? Absolutely not. It was different times, though.
Yeah, it was. I guess. Yeah. It's true. They didn't have all the. You know, I loved how they were talking about. Oh, we didn't have the phone. We didn't have the cell phone and the internet and all the gotcha moments. But y'all niggas had camcorders. Literally holding on to camcorders and on top of a car. So what are you talking about? It's no different. That was the beginning of us getting gotcha moments.
Y'all was
winding up the film camera and snapping the picture and winding it up again. I don't know if I got it right. Let's do it again.
Feature and everything. Like, come on.
Y'all started.
Sharing the video with your friends and back at school.
Exactly. I love that generation. Like, yes, the 90s were awesome, especially if you were in your 20s and stuff like that back then. But y'all need to stop because y'all was having gotcha moments, okay? Look back at your photo albums, play a couple of them tapes. I'm pretty sure there's a few gotcha moments.
Some craziness.
On Instagram and on TikTok nowadays, it's probably no different, honestly. Y'all just couldn't upload it to the internet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Please. Right. But yeah, that was one of the things I was like, all right, okay, we get it.
This generation is different. They be trying to act like they was out there.
They was out there.
Oh, they was acting up.
And for whoever that person was who tweeted, I can't remember. Whoever that was who tweeted talking about some millennials was at Freak Nick.
Who?
It was a Gen Z person that they tweeted about millennials.
Oh yeah. My God.
We're just like, baby, I was watching Rugrats.
Girl.
Okay.
Please.
What was the oldest millennial? Maybe 9, 10?
17, so, maybe 18. 17
at the most in the 90s. In the 90s. Yeah. Not in the 80s, in the 90s, right. Though. But in the 90s. Yeah.
Girl.
How many 17? I mean, you know what? It's all right. It was a Gen Z person. I guess they just wanted to get back at millennials for whatever. Saying like, see, you guys did just as bad as stuff as we did. And I'm like, we weren't even out there, baby. I was one.
Right. I was one. When they said that the height of it was 94, I said, dang, I'm just crawling. Like,
right.
I'm just starting to eat on my own. Like,
right.
Like, who is we? Baby,
we barely got to the MTV spring break. Okay, my cousin was able to do that.
Holding on. I'm like, right. Please let it keep going. Please let it keep going.
I said, damn, I want to go to Daytona. I want to see 50 Cent and Destiny's Child at the beach.
Right. I wanted to experience that.
Never.
That shit ended by the time we got to college.
Ever.
And we ended right there. For spring break festivities.
And you know what? Maybe it's a good thing. That was it. Maybe it's a good thing. But still.
Only thing I wonder is like, where they got the money from? Because they was buying cars, everybody hair, nails, had gold jewelry. Well, see, that's the thing. A lot of them weren't in college, so excited. Maybe that's what it is. It was grown ass people.
Right.
Oh, I froze.
Let me just tell you something. We ain't hear nothing that you said. Until you said they were just grown ass people. We said, right.
We said, right.
Right.
What was the last thing you heard?
Girl, I can't even tell you. I can't call it.
I was just wondering where they was getting their money from, but it's fine. It's fine. Yes.
You said, you said, they bought.
And that's when it stopped. Well, not it stopping again.
Not it freezing while you was acting like it was freezing.
Not it stopping again.
He said, they bought.
All I heard was, they bought.
That's how we heard you.
That's how we heard you.
And then you went away again. I can't.
Oh my God.
We literally live down the street. Why we don't have the same Wi-Fi?
And you must have a different tower from me. You got a different tower than I do.
You know how, see, that should go to show y'all. It's redlining even now.
It's redlining.
Willowboro and Burlington Township, two different places. And let me tell you something. Across the street is Willowboro from me. I can literally jump into Willowboro. I can jump there.
Lord, they gave us the raggedy tower.
Girl.
The colors on the tower.
Stop.
They said there's enough white people over here. We need to up the voltage.
Right.
Oh God. Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord. Yes.
But yeah, let me ask y'all this. Would y'all have gone to Freaknik if y'all were, let's say, if we were in New Sciences together? Are we getting a car? Are we renting an RV and going down?
I will go for the experience. Now, what year is this we would have went down?
Well, any, we'll say any year. Any, well, I guess.
From 2010 to 2017.
Oh, well, I was just saying we were in the 90s, but I get what you're saying.
It feels like, okay, I feel okay. Like before all like the sexual assaults and stuff that was going on, it feels like the beginning. Okay. Like I wouldn't mind just hanging out in the car, like just going through the streets.
I was
going to
say we have a friend. Okay, let's do it like this. Say we are 3 years in. Alma would be a senior. We would be like in our third year. Mm-hmm. Let's say NECA is down in Howard right now. And she's like, girl, I'm going to Freaknik. Like, and she's telling us all of the fun she had last year. Are we going to Freaknik? We don't know what's in store, but are we going to go? Are you going?
I would go. I would go for the experience. And then based off of that, you'd then be like, I don't know.
About going again.
Yeah, it depends on what year we went. If it was the pre, like, craziness or, like, the post-craziness. Yeah. But I would go for the experience. I would try at least once.
Mm-hmm. Let me think. Third year. I guess it would depend on... I would go, depending on all... Who's all going? No, I was kidding. How we getting there? How we getting there? Who we staying with? That would mean a lot to me, especially if, you know, I'm hearing that. We might have to stay in the parking lot somewhere.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But yeah, it would depend on that. And I think it would also depend on if I'm in a relationship or not. If I was not in a relationship, I would definitely be like, I'm going to Freaknik.
Everything depends on that.
And I might let loose. I might not, just depending on how I feel. But but yeah, if I was in a relationship, I might be like, I don't know. Maybe if my boyfriend go, you wanna go, I'm gonna go with him. I'm gonna meet y'all there.
I would go as a single woman in college.
Yeah.
If I wasn't single, I probably
Not even in a relationship would you go with your man. No.
No.
It's dangerous.
We're talking about 21, 22.
You just out there in a sea of just men. Like, I guess what's your intention of going down there?
That's true. Just having a good time. You wanna be in the know. You ain't no Twitter, ain't no Facebook for you to see what's happening, all the video. You just wanna see it for yourself. You wanna be like, I was there. I saw that.
As long as we have somewhere to stay and I can take a shower, because that's the thing. I can't do no car U-Haul bullshit.
Absolutely not.
No bird.
I need to be able to wash my ass.
I'm not that thirsty.
Mm-mm. It's in Atlanta. Yeah. It's hot. No, I don't want to be hot and stank. Hot and funky. Hot and
funky.
Funky. With a nasty. With a O. Onky.
Yes. Onky. Right.
Do not want to. Gotta have someone to lay my head and gotta have someone to wash my ass. If I got those two things and I'm with my girls and I'm single, I'm going.
Right. I'm single.
Because like I said, it's 20, 21, 22 year old. Like, that's a different kind of I'm.
It's the chuckle for me.
It's
the chuckle for me.
It's some good times back there. Why not? Add that experience.
I was going to say, it would depend on how Jesus-fied, sanctified I was as well.
Right,
I'd be like, "Ooh, Lord,
that was a different kind of time."
If you were catching freshman Michaela, I'd be like, "No thanks, guys. I won't be there."
I tell people all the time,
"I'm okay."
That sophomore Michaela, when it was moving day, I said, "Something different about this." Okay,
something was different.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she was.
Colleges,
but yeah, yeah. If it would depend on where I am in my Jesus life, my sanctified life.
Yeah, that was the time to do it. I would do things then that I wouldn't do now. So that was the time.
Praise him. Amen.
Oof. Yes.
He saved me.
He delivered. It wasn't bad like that. Delivered.
I am delivered. Lord Jesus.
You people get a message after this drop, like, you ain't tell me about that.
Right.
You ain't tell me about all that.
So what were y'all doing?
I'll be like, 21, 22. Tell me about her. Tell me about that.
My brain wasn't fully developed. None of that counts. Right. Nothing counts.
I cannot recall.
It's irrelevant.
When I think about the crazy things that I've done at that age, it's just like, yeah, I probably would be in Freaknik being wild too. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then one day, you know, with my baddies telling my grandkids,
let me tell you something. Nana was out there.
Okay.
Nana was out there. She was a bad mamma jamma too.
I saw you in that documentary.
Okay, grandma. Okay, grandma. I'll take you back to the
That's me right there. Right there. Right there. The girl shook her ass. That's me right there.
They don't look nothing like you, Nana.
That's not you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on you guys' heart or mind? Ding, ding, ding.
I feel like so much happened, but just it's all blurred because of Diddy.
Did y'all find that, or did y'all know that Glorilla and Cardi B are cousins? Did y'all see that?
I saw that. Yeah,
that's true.
It's like, okay,
that's what Cardi said, and Glorilla apparently said it first, and she was on like the Big Boy radio station. He was like, "No, I don't believe you." And then Cardi B came on and was like, "Yeah, it's true. Like, this is how it is. Like, something with her granddad, and you know, being in Tennessee, and then he ended up having a kid out there while he was there."
Okay.
She's like, "I really don't want to say my family's business,"
and then told it.
Oh, Gloria! Hallelujah.
Yes, Gloria. I'm interested. You know, I really do want to see her and Meg in concert. I've been thinking about going.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're coming to Philly and Meg.
Hot Girl Summer?
Hot Girl Summer tour, I guess.
You think she's going to do that song? Because you know that's the song she got with Nicki.
You can tell her.
Right. I think she would be respectful. Or maybe she, you know, obviously wouldn't say certain parts, I guess.
Real ass bitch.
Yeah, who knows? No, I'm happy for her, though. I'm happy for her. Hopefully she has a successful tour.
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I don't think...
It's a lot of tours. Jesus.
Yeah, it's too many fucking tours. And so it's been confirmed that Beyonce is going to go on tour.
Again, she's tired. Is she tired? If I was her, I'd be tired.
She needs to stop. Just wait till 2025.
I mean, but still, even with that.
If we, we're obviously, just to let y'all know, we're going to be talking about Cowboy Carter in the next episode.
Yes.
But what's your initial thoughts? Let's just lay the groundwork down. Initial thoughts on Cowboy Carter?
Second half,
yay! Let the stand go first.
Second half, yay! Well, you already know I'm not a country person.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first half was beautiful because it was, I guess, more the country-esque music.
Mm-hmm.
But like, obviously, I gravitated more towards the second half, which was more genre bending. Yeah, a little bit of funk, of course, house. But it's a beautiful album. It's long. I mean, not really long, like only like an hour, but it's a lot of tracks on there.
27 songs or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a few of them a few of them are interludes.
Yep.
Yeah, a few of them are interludes. It is long as fuck. I can't lie. So
is it because you don't like country, or is it because, you know, we ran through Renaissance?
It has nothing to do with that. How many tracks is Renaissance? Was it 23?
It's not that far from that one, I feel
It's not that far.
Let me see. I don't think it has anything to do with it being more country.
Renaissance has 16 songs.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think it was that many songs.
It still amounts to the same time because
I was about to say the same time.
Cowboy Carter is an hour and like 15. Renaissance is an hour. There you go. So
I've listened to the album full through because, you know, I want to be thorough. Three times, twice from my headphones and once in my car.
Hey, you gotta say that the details matter.
Yeah, be fair.
The detail does matter. Because you gotta hear the bass, you gotta hear, you really get an appreciation for the production. The production is beautiful. She sounds beautiful as always. She always does. Her voice, the way what she's doing with her voice is amazing. My initial thoughts, though, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like I'm in the minority because the way that I see people reacting to the album, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like maybe
you
want to
react
getting,
like them. Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't feel that way about this album. Like, I see people saying that it's better than Renaissance, and I'm like, for me personally, absolutely not. Absolutely right. not. I feel like that's why I was like, I listened to it three times full through because I wanted to see what I was missing.
Is it
I'm
me?
Like,
right.
Yeah, I'm like, is it me? And he's like, y'all know I love Beyonce music. I have my critiques, but y'all know the music. I'm always fair about the music. I just feel like I'm not getting what people are like, how I see people expressing it online and on Twitter and on TikTok. I'm like, damn, I'm not getting that at all. It doesn't even compare to Renaissance to me. It's not, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm not getting that like connection like everybody else is. I got that connection when I played Renaissance the morning before we recorded our episode of Renaissance. When I played Renaissance, I cut out on my end, but when I played Renaissance the morning before we recorded, oh baby, I felt it in my chest.
I feel you.
And I had only listened to it twice. I haven't felt that yet for Cowboy Carter. I'm listening. I have it's not there for me yet. But it's not a bad album. It doesn't sound bad. Everything is beautiful. I just don't have the reaction everybody else does.
That's why I think it was important for us to speak about it after this week, just so that we can kind of like let it marinate so we could get our true feelings. Because when we did Renaissance, we were very quick with it, obviously, which makes sense. You know, you want to get on it when it's popping and stuff like that, when the ball is just rolling on the album. But I think for me, like even going back to that episode, I probably would change maybe the order of my songs or something like that, or my favorite has changed with time. So I think like, yeah, I'm like, I think it's important for us to kind of like marinate, let us go through it a few times. Sometimes you got to go through it a couple times every day so you can see, okay, what song do I keep singing to myself and what song do I gravitate towards the most right now that I'm like, that's what I want to hear when I put this album on. My initial thoughts are like, although it's not my favorite Beyonce album, it's not my top three. Again, she did a great job, you know, vocally crazy. I love how she integrated Linda Martell, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson. I love that they're not having to compete with her on any of the tracks. They're introducing the songs and stuff like that. I love that. I like even what she did with Miley Cyrus. So,
That was nice. That was a beautiful song.
I've done a couple car listens. I've worked through it as well. And there are some songs that I'm like, okay, these are the songs that I find myself liking. But yeah, it's definitely not my favorite Beyonce album. It is what it is. I mean, but I'm happy for her genre bending, doing something else. You know, I think, let me ask y'all this. If y'all were an artist, y'all had the career or similar career to Beyonce, do you think you would just get bored with your normal sound that you would want to do something else?
Yes.
Of course.
I feel like after you excelled in pretty much everything as far as your sound goes, it's like, why not experiment? If it doesn't work, cool. It doesn't work, but you tried it.
You tried it. I think right now she's definitely in let me experiment, or I really love country and nobody really knows that about me, or I don't really say that much because I'm in this lane and I've excelled in this lane, and it would be crazy for me in whatever part of her career. Like if she did country, let's say like album 2, album 3, we'd be like, wait, what, Beyonce? Like, even though she's from Texas and it would have made sense, I don't think we would have been there with her yet. Now that she's established herself in so long and she's created this crazy catalog of music that we all love and adore, we're just like, Beyonce could do what she wants. They were just like, okay, we're gonna rock with it, we're gonna listen to it, and it may not be the top for us, or it could be the top for us because it is different. It is something that I didn't expect, but I think I would definitely be like, I'm just gonna try to do a gospel album because why not? I love gospel, this is what I started off doing. Maybe she started off singing these songs in her mama's, you know, salon and we didn't know, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Jolene, she was singing back then. So, it is what it is.
I just like how this album just, you know, we wouldn't have gotten this album if it wasn't for the disrespect she received at the CMA Awards. I thought that was interesting. Yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm going to show their ass.
I mean, that's sweet revenge or whatever, like that, or poetic justice, or whatever you want to call it. And I definitely appreciate the petty for sure. I don't like that American flag. I don't like that American flag. But I definitely appreciate the petty. She's showing that the commitment, the patience that it took to really think and plan this out. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. And that it was also different than Renaissance. Like, I love that as well. That it's like, okay, this doesn't feel like, oh, these tracks should have been on Renaissance, Act One. That's not how it is. You know what I'm saying? No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's dope for her. As a Texan, I didn't grow up with country music, but I will say, like, it does make me want to go to Black rodeos and see all these things that, you know, there are a lot of Black cowboys and cowgirls who love this stuff, who love what she's talking about, and do, you know, they be on the ranch and with their horses and stuff like that. And a horse is my favorite animal. Nobody really knew that, but it is. So that's something I love riding horses too. So it's like, you know, I've always like, I like that part of it. It does make me want to go, you know, horseback riding somewhere in the country with a cowboy hat on. So it's cool.
I'm a water face.
Cause my computer keeps freezing. It's pissing me off. I'm not freezing on y'all end.
No.
Mm-mm. No,
not right now.
That's the only reason why I'm making that face.
Not at this moment.
Those are the groundwork. But we're gonna have a special guest with us to go over Cowboy Carter.
Yeah,
this should be fun. A lot of yeehawing again.
the hold down part two.
Anything else? Like, yes, right. The hold down part two. Exactly. Hose up. No, I was kidding.
Oh boy.
Anything else on your heart or mind? How can we get off of this? No, I was kidding.
I'm just doing a quick scroll. To see if I see anything. I think we covered the big stuff, to be honest with you, but yeah.
I don't think there's any Maya was telling me about an Amy Winehouse movie that's coming out. Is that true?
I saw a trailer and it does not look serious.
Yeah, so. Somebody said it looks like a joke. Her singing is not good.
It looked like it should be on Lifetime.
Oh.
Yeah, they did our girl dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw some stuff about Amy Winehouse where I was like, oh, brother. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Some of the comments she made about Black people.
And the Pat. Yeah.
I mean, she is British and... They did colonize
the original.
The OG. The original.
The originators. Yes, the original.
The imitated.
That stuff was bar from bar.
Never duplicated right.
Never duplicated.
They said them American whites couldn't get us like we got all these Caribbean countries.
Oh Lord,
we got that Africa. Y'all could never.
That little country then colonized everybody, child.
Girl, they said y'all could never.
Y'all could never.
Oh Lord. I did not see it, but what did it say, or was it just crazy?
What?
Was it that Amy was saying? I didn't see anything, so I didn't know.
Regular racist nasty. Shit.
Yeah, if I say regular racist shit about Black people.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what year that was from, but it looked like it was an old video.
But sang our songs.
But that movie looked horrible, and it is what it is. I probably won't be watching.
Yeah. I think it's time to go.
Yes. My internet hates me.
It's today maybe chewing the cord.
Maybe them pissed on the box. They go
right.
Hell, baby, why the box wet? Oh shit. Oh, okay. What were you saying? You're not gonna go see it. You're not.
I don't even want to talk no more. I don't even want to talk no more. Oh, what? It freezes every time I talk.
Put it in the chat and I'll say, oh, Lord, it did. You giving me the Mary J. Blige face where she just be over it. Chop.
Yep. Yeah. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for me.
Okay, well, besides all that and the Wi-Fi going down, we do appreciate y'all waiting on us and getting a new episode. We hope that you enjoy this episode. Let us know what you guys have been thinking about all the mess that's been happening and what music, what albums y'all been listening to. Did you like The Future and Metro? Did you like Justin Timberlake? Did you like Cowboy Carter? We want to hear your thoughts.
Yes.
You know where to find us. We're on the Instagram, Mad Music Podcast. We're on TikTok. We have a Facebook. Mm-hmm.
We do.
Have an X. Right. We have an X. Yeah, we got a few X's.
His mama named him Twitter.
Right.
I'm going to call him Twitter.
We got a Twitter. We got a email Amma. She loves to hear from y'all. She wants to hear from y'all. Amma, can you pose the question again? What was the question you wanted our listeners to know, our family to know?
About the game?
The game.
I would like to know what type of hints you all would want.
And she's serious.
What type of hints would you like for these games that are not supposed to be obvious or easy?
How about we do this? How about one day we allow everybody to give us one and we'll post it and we'll see if everybody else gets it. You know, we'll give somebody the opportunity to give us three hints and post and see how, let's see how good it is. Let's see how easy it is. Let's see how you do when you got to come up with it. How creative are you?
I like that.
All right. We love y'all. We thank y'all. Shout out to any new listeners. Thank you so much for logging on, looking at us, doing all those things. We don't have new listeners? I thought we did. No, I saw some in South Africa the other day.
No, yes, we definitely have new listeners.
Tyler.
Oh, yeah. You remind me. I'm supposed to be paying attention to the countries. It's been a lot of new y'all, a lot of new ones popping up. Okay. I love seeing the new countries pop up. We know y'all have social media. Reach out to us. We want to hear from y'all.
Reach out to us. Yes, we will translate. We will translate. Google Translate.
Wait a minute.
I'm saying if they feel like they can because they're not good with English or this or that.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not trying to, come on, y'all. Lord Jesus.
Look, I think it would be cool. I think it would be cool to do every now and then do a country spotlight on some of these countries that we follow.
Some of these countries
that follow us or listen to us. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I would love that. That would be fun.
Yeah. What y'all listening
to? I'm
gonna
do Greece. Latavia.
Latavia.
Nah, you're supposed to let that go.
That's eclectic music.
The Latavians just perked up. They said, oh, it's our time to shine.
That's country house.
Country house.
That's country electronica right there.
She said Latavia, y'all. It's us. Why y'all laughing? They over here getting excited.
Right. Even wants to be jumping.
The Latavians. Shout out to all our Latavians. We love y'all. All right, y'all. Everybody have a good time. Good day. Be safe this week. Be safe.
Bye. Bye.